Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit and find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are, and whatever time of day you're listening in or you're joining us in on Facebook, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. I did want to let you know that if you are feeling a little lost in your life, that this is what this show is about, to offer you inspiration, ideas, and tips to help you go forward with your life. And if you don't know how to find that clarity, you can go to my website, naturalforcesstudio.com, and receive an empowerment assessment. Yes, you can find that also on terryannhyman.com to help you understand more about your spirit. It'll take you through a list of questions that you can look at, ask your own self. And if you do need help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you that. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that teaches you intuitive tools, spiritual development. I teach you Reiki energy, and I also help you to create new spiritual contracts with yourself so that you can empower your life and move forward. I have three spots left for the winter season. So contact me and we can get you started right away. Actually, I have a little bonus going on. Join me for the end of January, by the end of January, and you can receive your own spiritual direction chart. That's going to be a chart that's going to look at your year. We're going to look at the wealth, the health, your love life, all these many things, what's getting in your way, all the many things for this year intuitively. So check it out and contact me. So how is everyone today? Wasn't it just really amazing yesterday, Saturday, all over the world? Oh my gosh, I am so empowered. Wow. Women marching, standing up with love, with so much understanding and beauty and supporting our sisters. I was just hugely amazed, hugely amazed. I was in downtown Birmingham to stand there with all my sisters around, right there on the corner where the 18th Street Baptist Church is, right there with the museum, Civil Rights Museum, all of us together, no segregation going on. We're all equal, standing up, helping each other. I found that just to be really, really amazing. So far we have come, and so far we have to go. Yes, we're going to continue this. It was more than a march. It was a movement. You know, it does. It reminds me of the energy going on at Standing Rock, how the women started it and are still standing. And yes, what a great example. It really falls in with what I am standing up for, too. We must come together. I made my calls this morning. That was on my list. I didn't get through to them all, but I will continue. So I just offer that you do the same. Find a stand, take a walk, get out there. Know that we can make a change. We have 4 years, 4 years to make this switch, and we must do this by doing it together. We really must. Just so many things that we can stand up for. So many signs. There were so many signs yesterday. There were so many favorite ones, you know, so many of them. I will not go quietly back to the 50s. Yes. I was born in the 50s, and I know what that means. This is a magnified energy of the 60s. This is the pre-dawning, the age. We are in it now. That was the pre-dawning. We are in the age now of Aquarian, where we have to stand up, where women are going to make a difference. The other favorite I know people posted, keep on non-posted, we are the granddaughters of the witches you weren't able to burn. Yep, I feel that energy too. I stand with Planned Parenthood. Yes, Planned Parenthood was for me. It was there for me as I was growing up. We must not let that go either. Hashtag State of Women. Very important. So the thing is that this wasn't a rage against men at all. Maybe there was some raging against Trump. I'll give you that. But this was more about standing in unity, standing in love, standing for the things that we believe in, we want to see. So I feel so empowered to take this movement forward, to find out the things I can do. It's showing me how much I don't know about my own government. So yes, I am making a commitment to knowing more about those around me, those who are in my state, finding out what I can do, and not letting this be covered up, not getting into the darkness, not getting into the fear, and not getting into the hate Trump energy, all right? So I am just putting my voice out there to empower each and every one of us to stand together. Keep a lookout for your sister. I know for me this is a really great lesson. I know sometimes in my own energy of what I try to look at and see about myself, you know, there is a lot of bullying that can go on with women. There is a lot of competition, but I would really like to break those walls down. I really would. I would like to empower myself to support my sisters, and hopefully you can do the same. Support their work. Show up. Love it. Spread it. Share it. And for me, that is definitely a goal as I move through this energy and continue this movement. So yes, there was lots of energy going on all through this past week. We had that full moon come in, right? That was really huge and really big. And now we have a new moon coming in this end of the week. And with that moon, we have lots of things coming our way. We have so much to look out for. With that new moon brings in the energy of the Chinese New Year, which is actually what we're here to talk about, all the wisdom and teachings that they have. And who better to have on my show today than Katie Rogers? She'll be joining us shortly to talk about this energy and what it holds for all of us. But before we get started with my dear friend Katie, let's just take a moment and let's just bring all this energy in. Yes, I'm on fire. Yes, let's just bring all this energy in and ground our energy. Take a nice deep inhale wherever you are if you can. Go ahead and close your eyes. Inhaling. And exhaling. Send that energy all the way down the body, deep into the earth. And then just bring that energy all the way up the body, up into the heavens. And exhale back out. As we call in Divine Spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides, as we ask that they work with us and through us, to surround us and protect us as we move through this week. Calling in the energy of the angels, Ariel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael. Let us see what we need to see, hear what we need to hear, feel what we need to feel, and know all that we need to know as we move through with guidance, with love, with gratitude, and with power. Inhaling. As we honor Mother Earth, right here in this season of winter, to the north and the south, and the east and the west, above us, below us, right into our very hearts, asking for anything less than light to be gone, and only the highest vibrations be with us for this program today. As I go to draw a card from our angels, bringing in their energy. Study. A rainbow, the angels, the vibration, study. I love it. And that is a great card for us to look at. Study what your government is offering us. Study what's going on in your own community. Study what's going on in Washington. Study and learn. Be empowered by what you can learn by taking that time. So opening up to this card and see how it comes in for you this week. Study. Look to the rainbows. Look to the cosmos. Look to the ancient and wisdom teachings all around us. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Just sending that energy all the way back down deep into the earth. Coming back. Opening the eyes. Nice. I needed that. Definitely very inspired this morning. So here I am. I'm actually at Katie's beautiful home. Katie, I love Katie. She is all over the place. She has been seen in LA with her movie, Carlos in LA. She's here in Birmingham with her feng shui work all the way around. And her many articles can be found on mindbodygreen.com as well. So I met Katie when she first moved back to Birmingham, when I first moved back to Birmingham from New York. I remember I just moved into the loft downtown and called her in to help me with some rearranging, looking at my love sector. So yes, we had a lot of great things come forward. I was very happy to meet her. We were definitely in the same vibe. Katie is also a Reiki master, an arborist, an art writer, and filmmaker. She is certified feng shui consultant in the Tibetan black hat tradition. She's been practicing for over 15 years. She offers on-site and distance consultations for residents, businesses, and just about anything that can be feng shui. Yes, including parties, as well as ongoing classes and workshops. So let's bring Katie on. Come on, Katie. Yay, this is so much fun. Hey. Hey, girl. Yay, so this is so much fun to actually be here doing both a real live interview. I love it, Katie. I love it so much. So,
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You look beautiful. Your home is beautiful, all feng shui. You walk in and it's like a breath of air. It really is. Right? Definitely.
That's the key.
That is definitely the key.
You know that qi means breath of life.
Qi means breath of life. I love it.
So, qi is energy.
Yes.
You know, but it is about the breath. So, it's kind of interesting you say it fresh.
It is.
What did you say?
A breath of fresh air. So it is. It's a breath of chi.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I think all homes.
You want to be able to breathe in your space.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels light and clear and open. And that's exactly the energy we need, right? Each and every day to start our day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this new moon comes in, Katie, and it brings in with it the beginning of the Chinese New Year. So we went from the year of the horse, and now where are we going?
We were not in the year of the horse.
No, the year of the monkey.
That was 2 years ago. Well, what's funny is I think that was the first year we
had
our talk.
It was.
And I love horses, and I know you do too.
Yes.
So it's like, I love talking about
yes. horses. And you know what? I have to say, we were cleaning out the little entranceway of my home, and we have a horse, and we have a monkey, and I didn't want to move either. And so now we have to add the...
Yeah. The rooster.
The rooster.
Yay. Yeah. Let's get your rooster played out. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and bring the image. So Terry brought this over. She's like, look what I found. I'm like, yeah, most people have a rooster or two in their house. I don't. I'm going to have to bring. Oh, yeah, I do. I just thought of a bowl I have.
She just found
a rooster on it.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love that bowl, too.
This was the very first piece of china my mother had when she first married my dad. It's the only piece left. I don't have the whole set. But isn't that awesome?
Okay.
Isn't that awesome? Yay.
This is our first
prop. Hands up and hearts.
Yay. Hey, people. Okay, so yes, it's the year of the rooster. We're coming off the year of the monkey, and then on Saturday with the new moon, that's the Lunar New Year. In China, they consider that the new year.
All right.
So it's a big deal in Asia, the Chinese New Year, because, I mean, they are decluttering, they're clearing out to symbolically let go of this last year and to make way for the new energies of this year on Saturday.
Yay!
I love
the year
tradition.
Of the rooster. It is a great tradition.
Yeah.
I know I've done your course, and I have also right now trying to clean out and clear out and move so that I can be prepared too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the zodiac and how it comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. So it applies to a year, starting with that Lunar New Year. So, you know, it's great that you brought up the horse because we got the horse, we got the dog, we got the snake, we got rabbit. Last year was monkey, and there's an element that goes along with each year as well. So last year was fire monkey. So we spoke last year about how that monkey energy, it can kind of feel a little chaotic, which I'm sure a lot of y'all watching this are like, yeah. I mean, so many people are... ready to be done with 2016, right?
Yes, definitely.
I mean,
heard that over and over.
I had a great 2016, but you know, the whole idea with the monkey was don't take things too seriously. Well, guess what? A lot of people did. A lot of people took 2016 very, 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 very seriously with reason. I mean, there's some things that came up, but the monkey's a trickster. The monkey asks us to keep our humor. So anyway, gratitude to the monkey, but now let's get ready for the rooster. So each of these years bring in a different kind of energy according to the element and the animal.
Yeah.
So,
well, I know that I'm a fire rooster, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. So I do know that, you know, that The rooster is kind of like that cock-a-doodle-doo energy, like the first thing in the morning, the waking up. You know, when my son was little, he'd wake up every morning. He was so little, he'd come into our room, cock-a-doodle-doo.
He did?
He did. I promise. He was so cute. He's my best friend. And he'd wake us up. I don't know what got into him. We must have read him a book or something. But I always think about that energy because it's like it is. It's awakening energy, and it's awakening. And I think we talked about, you know, like that beginning energy, the dawning. And I feel like that energy is coming forward, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, okay, so you think of the properties of the energies of the animal. So a rooster wakes people up. So this is very straightforward. So the symbolism is, you know, don't fall asleep on the job. Like, get going. Like, come on. But it's a happy thing because you think of a rooster in that pastoral, you know, context of, you know, with the sun. I mean, the rooster's up before us. You know, the rooster's the early bird that gets the worm kind of thing. And then it's also about the power of voice. So the rooster calls out with, you know, with abandon. Yeah. Is that what we say?
Yeah.
And is strong in his message. So kind of the idea of this year is like, you know, if there's something you want to express, it's going to be, you got that rooster energy to propel that and to make it seen. You know, roosters are very visible. I mean, they strut. You know, they got the colors. They're very confident. It's all about confidence. So, you know, if you're feeling like you want more confidence, just know that this is the year that there's an energy backing you up kind of thing. So it's fun. I love it. I love playing with these energies.
Yes, I love it too. So I just wanted to check in. Can everybody hear us? There's been a little question about whether they can hear us. So if you can hear us, give us a thumbs up. I know on the Facebook you can, but if you're listening on the chat room, give us a little thumbs up if you can hear us, all right? So we're going to keep going. There's a little question about that. I have some people there.
Well, I can keep talking while you play with that.
We can keep talking, yes.
Well, I do want to go back to you being a fire rooster because some people might not understand what that means.
Okay.
So basically, whatever year it is in the Chinese zodiac, as far as what animal and what element, then that supposedly that's your zodiacal sign. So she was born in the fire rooster.
1957. Hello. Yeah.
So every 12 years you get the same animal, but then every 60 years you get the same element.
Yes,
and
I'm
going to
be 60.
So it's exciting.
Yes.
So, so anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know that. So as far as Chinese New Year goes, I mean, I love that it happens right after the American New Year because it's like we get two chances. And people are decluttering a lot in January anyway. So, you know, they're wanting to get their whole life in shape to start the new year off right. I mean, it's a very natural thing that we would want to do that, right? So it's important that you get out what you can before Saturday, this Saturday, January 28th, 2017. And it's also important you clean your house. I mean, I even take the trash out the day before the Chinese New Year. Like, it's all symbolic. So basically, these are rituals. Feng Shui is steeped in ritual. And this is kind of a grand ritual that, you know, an entire continent takes, you know, does. And then you kind of relax on those first days of the New Year and just enjoy and let the new energy settle in and feel proud of yourself for your accomplishment that you decluttered somewhat and you got your house cleaned up. And I'm going to be doing a deep cleaning this week, like baseboards, all that stuff. So that, I mean, as long as I've been doing this, it's pretty amazing what comes in pretty fast. Did we get this fixed?
I don't know if we got this fixed. I know on Facebook, hello guys, we are there. I see that. I'm not so sure that the switchboard here on Blog Talk is picking up. I'm seeing in my chat room no sound. So I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out. I would hate to not have this record and not be on air. So if you are listening, give us a thumbs up. If you're not, then you can switch over to Facebook. We're definitely on Facebook. It's still saying no sound.
So how do they find, well, I guess
Yeah.
I guess if they're hearing us, they find you.
Right? Definitely.
Yeah.
So I do apologize about that. I'm not exactly sure what to do. We heard the sound when we started, so I'm not sure why it's not coming through. I've got my sound up. I don't know.
Well, let's just keep going.
Yeah, Katie, let's get going. I do apologize for that. Hopefully, though, we'll figure it out and we'll see it come through. I'm not seeing it.
So it's still not.
Yeah, it says no sound, but I have a lot of people on there listening.
Well, let me give people a little background on feng shui then.
Okay.
While you're doing it.
Go ahead.
The reason I'm even here is because I work with people's spaces to help their personal energy field get to the place where they want it. So the idea is that your home reflects your life. So if you make changes in your home and make it feel awesome and have a high vibration, then you will attract high vibration experiences. So I'm kind of like a detective when I go in your house and I look for clues on what's going on in your energy field. So it's symbolic. It's extremely symbolic. I look at everything from what's happening with your artwork to also the placement of items, even the placement of furniture, because if the furniture is in kind of a wonky setup, it could reveal that you have kind of something wonky going on in your life. So it's all about the flow. We want the energy to flow. Feng shui translates literally to wind and water. Feng shui, wind, water. And if you think about it, the wind has a nice flow to it, you know, a breeze. But it also can go really fast, like a hurricane, or it can be stagnant. Same with water. You kind of want that meandering brook rather than a rushing, whitewater situation or a stagnant pond. So we want the energy to kind of feel like it's moving in a groovy way in the space. And you can manipulate that energy with the items in your home, as well as floor plans, but I don't usually tell people to knock down walls. Mm-hmm. Usually there's a way to work with what you've got. It can be as simple as lighting a candle in a certain area to create a different effect in your space. So, which brings me to decluttering.
Yeah, so I think we just got it.
Oh, yay!
So check it out if you're on the chat room. Check us out one more time.
Good job.
Not sure, but let's see if we came through. Otherwise, Katie, we're going to have a whole new interview in a few minutes. Yeah. So I know I've been a little preoccupied trying to get
If we're going to do a new one, why don't we stop and...
I can't do that through laptop. Okay. So I do apologize, and we are trying out new technology, and that's what happens. So we can't get upset about it, right? We just can't. That's just what it is about. So if you can't hear
us, everything's in the flow.
Yes, we will post, and we will post the interview and the Facebook Live both, so you'll be able to see it. So let's just continue on. You were talking about decluttering. I know I got a little bit caught up with the technology.
I know, but you don't think we can stop this and do another Facebook Live with the talk?
Facebook Live is continuing. That's fine. It's just through Blog Talk. Yeah, but through Blog Talk, you have to set up the recording.
I see. Okay.
So Facebook Live is still going, and we will definitely repost, and we will be able to show that as well.
I got it.
Yeah. So we were talking about decluttering and the importance of decluttering. Yes. And we were talking about
just the Chinese New Year and how decluttering is part of that aspect, as well as a huge part of feng shui.
It is a huge part. So one of the other things I did want to talk about is, as we come into this time, is what can we do? What colors can we look to bring into our life, to what we wear, with some of the crystals that we can bring in?
So since it's a fire rooster, roosters already have a fiery energy. And in some context, they even think of the rooster as a representation of the mythological character, the phoenix, which is all about fire as well. Mm. So, and red is a lucky color in feng shui. So wear a hot color on Saturday. Meaning like a red or
like a red,
or
red, orange. Yeah.
Stay away from black.
Okay.
That day, because black represents water. Because you, in feng shui, you think of looking into a still pond and you think it looks black.
Okay.
Because black water douses fire.
Okay.
So you want to let that fire. So greens are good because that's a wood energy and that feeds fire. Basically, though, wear something that makes you feel good. You want to kind of start off that year. It's like, okay, I want to have a fun day. I want to feel good in what I'm wearing. I mean, a lot of people go buy something new to have that new, fresh energy, you know, even if it's a new piece of jewelry. But you want to feel good. So in China, a lot of the traditions are, you know, they hang lanterns. These are my own version of the Chinese lantern. Aren't these so cute?
Oh, look how cute.
Okay, can I tell you that a client of mine was decluttering these and gave them to me?
All right.
Hi, look how precious. Look my how daughter cute. Loves these. They're looking a little, well, no, this one looks good. Some of them are. And then, so you think of what the, you know, you think of what animals coming in. So actually flowers are a fiery energy because they're the full expression, right? When they're opened up.
Yes.
So
it's a beautiful color too.
And this orange, it looks like fire, right? See how it's like, whoosh. Okay. So upward energy. I pulled out some feathers because, hello, it's the rooster. They have feathers. So the more colorful, the better. But, you know, anything to honor the energy. That's all it is. It's just honoring that energy. It's all about intention. I mean, it's really a game. Don't take this too seriously. It's really just to have fun and just to set a clear intention for your year that you're like, bring it on. I want a great year. I mean, I was even silly.
Yeah, look at this.
I mean, come on. Like a rooster has the comb.
There you go. I think that's great.
I mean, should I wear that around all
yes,
day
but it'd
Saturday?
Be fun for the day on Saturday, right? Oh, it brings in that joy. And I agree. Spirit loves amusement. We always talk about that. So I wanted to share a few crystals as well. So it's not to get too much fire, being that I'm a fire rooster. I have to be careful of how much red I can wear and how many of the red crystals. But you can actually get into the oranges and the yellows. This is a yellow calcite, which helps to pull out negativity. So that's a perfect one. Gold pyrite is a beautiful one. Very high vibrational and also helps to ground some of that fire. We don't want all that fire to go away. And citrine. Citrine is a beautiful one. Here's a citrine.
So
citrine
funny.
Is really nice for abundance, prosperity. So it's still a fire color, just not as hot. And then we also have the smoky quartzes. Those are really good for this time, I think, because it also indicates the earth. It also indicates opening up, feeling protected as well. Then we have the malas, and we have like some of the yellow sun, the yellow crystals. Those are really good. The agates, the rooted-legged quartz.
Did you make that one?
I did.
Terry makes
amazing jewelry,
y'all. So this
one is a really pretty one to wear,
I mean, that is
to
so
have
pretty.
As you move through this year. And also these bracelets are really fun. The oranges and the yellows with a little bit of that ocean jasper. That's a really nice one there. It has a little bit of that to kind of offset so much fire. Tiger's eye is another really great stone. Tiger's eye will help you to bring in that as well. Red jasper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as fiery because it has that jasper to help ground it, but it still brings in those elements. Again, some tiger's eye and citrine. Yes, so we're having trouble on the soundboard here, but if you would call in, you can win these. I know we're having a little trouble there. Yes, all you have to do is call in 347-996-5387, and you can win one of these bracelets. Absolutely. Just raise your hand as you do. Also, if you have any questions, you're on the Facebook page, you can post those questions, and we'll be glad to answer those as well. See a few people there.
Happy Monday, Mary Catherine.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you can do for your front door as we go into this year? Do we need to change that energy up? Do we need to welcome in that energy?
You just have to make sure your front door looks good. I mean, it's the same as every day. You want chi to be attracted to your house and not have any reason to go away. So, you know, I go to some clients and they have got the paint peeling and it's just not, they haven't given attention to their front door. The front door is a really big deal in feng shui. So you want it to be attractive and you want Mrs. Chi to be like, oh, I want to go in this house. So again, red attracts. Energy goes where the eye goes, and there's studies that our eye goes to the color red first. So even just a little flower pot, I mean, it takes just a little bit of red to go a long way. Some people paint their front doors red. That is like a traditional thing, and people think, oh, you got a feng shui consultant come over? Did she make you paint your door red? No, I don't make anybody do anything, but especially not paint their whole door red. If it looks good aesthetically, I will probably suggest it though, because it is intensely powerful to bring good into your life. So, you know, a nice new doormat, that's great energy for the new year. I mean, my doormat's relatively new, but I'll probably go shake it out.
Yeah.
Sweep your front porch the day before, not the day of. It's important to let the energy settle on the first day of the new year. Don't declutter on the first day. I don't even clean nothing for the first few days.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that. Yeah, so clean up until like the new moon.
And then enjoy it. We don't enjoy our work a lot of times anyway, so it gives you an excuse to like, let it settle. Enjoy what you've done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love Chinese New Year.
That's fun. And then go out and celebrate. Go out and have fun. Eat good Chinese food. That's really important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree. I know that, we did come out of a crazy year. I know I did, too. But now it's a chance to reset and move forward and come into this new year. And I think that, as we were talking about before, that whole dawning and that whole awakening, it kind of ties into what I was saying before. It's like, in the 60s, we were in that pre-dawning time of Aquarius, and now here we are in that Aquarian age. And I feel like this energy is coming forward for all of us, Katie. I feel like that this rooster crowing is coming forward. Now, the rooster is kind of a more male energy, right? Mm-hmm. It's the one that runs around in the barnyard. But if it wasn't for all those women, hello, right? Where would that rooster be? So I feel like this is offering us that opportunity for all of us, especially women, to come together to raise that vibration and to put out that energy of that new dawning, of what it is we want to see. We know we need to make a change. So what is it that we want to do? And this is the year we're going to see a lot of people coming forward. I mean, this is how I feel that rooster energy is coming forward for me.
Well, the rooster is about confidence. It's about complete. There's not even a flicker of no confidence in a rooster, if you think about it. They're there. And they're really in their power in that way.
Yeah.
And they're going to go hop up on the top of the building and cock-a-doodle-doo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
and cock-a-doodle-doo.
If we can embrace that as individuals, then the rest falls into place.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a year to shine your light for sure.
It's definitely a year to shine your light, to wear the colors. We've talked about that because the colors are so vibrant on that rooster. I think that's important, and I think that was one of the things I saw at the parade the other day, the march, the parade.
Parade. It's kind of like a parade.
I guess it was. At the march, that people were dressed in color and that people were coming out and standing up for who they were. And I think as we go through this year, we're going to see more and more of that. Well, there's a more direct action coming forward.
Let me add, because I don't want there to be any confusion when I said don't wear black. That doesn't mean every day of your life. I mean, you can wear whatever I'm really big on wear what feels good that day. I mean, sometimes a black energy feels great, just to subdue. I'm just talking about for the ritual of beginning your new year, make sure you wear something a little bolder.
Yes, for that party day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, yeah, like buy a new dress, they even say, right?
Yeah.
Like buy some
new
clothes.
Yeah, wear something that makes you feel good.
Yeah, something that really makes you feel good, And ask yourself, too, where can you stand up a little bit more as we go through this year? Where can you find that confidence in what it is you want to do and the message that you want to put out into the world? Don't let your head get in the way. Don't let yourself talk yourself out of making these changes and really moving forward with what it is you have to say. So use the wisdom behind the zodiac here. Use this wisdom to help empower you move forward. I know for me, that's one of the things I'm working on myself. It's like, I do feel empowered, so I need that confidence to come out. And maybe I was born in the fire rooster, and I don't know. I don't think I strut enough, maybe. And maybe I can take that and move forward.
Who does? Not enough people,
right?
Do.
Yeah, take that energy and move
forward. Do that.
Absolutely, thinking it's very important. And so, maybe you can check in if you don't know what year you're born in. Check out, check it out. You can look it up by date. You can Google it and look it up by the year you were born and find out what your animal, what your zodiac is. Because then there's also that we all have our own personal relationship to the year. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
You mean as far as like I'm a wood tiger?
Mm-hmm. And how that fits into this year.
And now you're a fire rooster? I mean, honestly, I don't buy too much into this part of it. I don't think there's any reason to go into any year saying, ooh, there might be conflict. I think that just makes conflict. I'm a huge fan of law of attraction, as you know. And I think there's positive energy in every zodiacal animal, you know, every year.
That's actually not quite what I was asking. I think I was asking more like, since I am born in the year of the fire rooster, I think that I might have to be a little careful of not getting too much fire mixed in with me and too much red on me and too much of the energy that I could just, you know, burn myself up. I think that's
okay,
kind of what
so this
I was
is
asking
what,
a little
this
bit
This is what
we
were talking about. So it's... The practice is to pay attention to yourself daily, moment to moment. And if you start to feel like you're getting burnout because you've got this fire energy, you know, from all aspects, then pay attention and go put some black on and go get in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Maybe not both at the same time. Okay, put a black bathing suit on and go jump in the lake.
The water, there you go. I'm a big water person. I'll go get in the shower, right? Yes, absolutely.
So I love that you're bringing this up because it's a balance of the elements is what you're wanting to discuss.
Yes.
Okay, so definitely you can use aspects of, you know, the elements and color to help you temper. You know, if I need more quiet time in my life, I'll probably, you know, wear something that just feels a little bit more downplayed. I mean, you know when you feel like getting out in the world and just being like, hey, and, so, you know, you wear your most fun outfit, but then there's times you just want a little bit of that introverted energy. So you can use the colors. The colors all, you know, relate to each element. You know, metal is white. That's for clarity. Black and dark colors relate to water. Clear tones such as greens and even like a royal blue is more of a wood color. That's more about kind of a pioneering spirit. Fire is obvious, red and like the brightest colors you can have. And then there's the earth element to feel grounded. It's more the taupes and the browns and even a softer yellow. So
yeah, that's kind of more what I was asking
of
how you can find that balance. And, you know, for those of us that were born in 57 and this year, the fire rooster, you know, of
you're going to be fine. You're going to be crowing all over the place.
Crowing all over. Yes. But I think finding that balance is important. Then we don't want to blow it out. I know I don't. I can go the other extreme. So finding that balance is kind of where I'm going. And then whatever your elements
it's a moment,
are.
It's a moment.
Yeah.
Discipline.
And whatever you're born in, what you're born, you know, what your elements are, how you can raise that vibration a little bit more. Maybe you're in the opposite extreme. Maybe you're, you know, the water element or something. So maybe you do need to find that little more red and bright oranges in your life as well. So that's kind of where I was going with that. Not that one is better or anything like that. No, not like that. And I know there is a lot of information out there. I was reading so much about it. You know, how does that fit in for me? And is this going to be a successful year? Is this not going to be a successful year? I do agree. We make it what we want, right? And we really do bring that energy out there for us.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of superstition with feng shui, like some of the old teachings.
Yeah.
I don't do that aspect. Just, I want to be clear because I know people are going to be so excited to go research feng shui. I don't do that part.
That's okay. You do so many other great
things. I
don't do that part. Yes,
mean, yes. Well, I mean, it's just... Superstition, it doesn't have a role, and there's so many other ways to harness the energies of these awesome arts and science. So just be aware if you go research, that's all. That's all. You're going to get a lot of information if you go on the line. So, yeah, I have a blog on it. She's bringing up
a blog. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can go to katierogersfengshui.com.
Yep.
I've got a lot of write-ups. You can research anything on that blog. Just put on the search engine. You can put anything from books to fire to red door if you're interested in feng shui. And then I've got my money e-course coming up on February 2nd.
I've done it. Excellent course.
A 9-day course. I'm going to let y'all sign up pretty much anytime in February, but start February 2nd because it's still that fresh energy of the new year if you can. And then I have my 9-week e-course. Well, it's not an e-course. It's a 9-week intensive. It's awesome. Small group intensive with some personal one-on-ones starting March 6th. And I take clients, obviously. I come to your house or I do it from Skype. I have a lot of distance clients. But I guess the main message of the day is to celebrate this weekend.
Yes, definitely to celebrate this weekend, celebrate your life, and welcome in a new year. Welcome in new energy, and let's go forward with this positive vibe and this movement that we've started. Absolutely. So I posted where you can be found, but it's katierogersfengshui.com. You can find all that information. Mm-hmm. I can tell you how great her courses are. They're absolutely amazing, inspiring. You feel good. The chi rises.
Chi rises.
Definitely check it out. Absolutely.
That's what we do. Definitely.
So, Katie, as we just kind of go to bring this around, just, you know, as my show is about empowering the spirit, how can this all help us to empower our spirit? But when we look into this kind of energy of the zodiac and the Chinese New Year, how can this help us?
Well, I like to say that if it feels good, it's good feng shui. And I believe that when we're feeling at our best, that's where our power is. That's we're empowered when we're feeling great, you know, and exuberant and enthusiastic. So, you know, it's all about keeping that balance so that you can keep your energy kind of moving at that higher vibration. I mean, that to me is empowerment.
Yeah, I agree. Keeping that vibration raised, keeping it higher.
So if you can get your space.
Being in that present moment.
Yeah.
With your space and with your life. Absolutely.
If you can get your space at a higher vibration, then you're going to naturally follow suit.
Yeah.
So that's how feng shui works. You go out into the world feeling high.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yay.
Absolutely. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, absolutely. Sat Nam. All right, everybody. Let's just take
a nice deep
inhale. Thank you, Katie. Take a nice deep inhale. And just exhale out and just take all this information, take it in, use what you can, let go of what doesn't match, whatever, just let it go and just bring it all in and exhale it all out. And just taking this out as we go through this new moon, which starts on Friday, ushering in this energy. New moons are all about opening up to the new energy around you. Set your intentions, bring that energy, that vision of the rooster in. Open your voice, let it raise up, cock-a-doodle-doo, for the dawning of who you are and empowering your spirit to come forward. Your voice is needed, your vibration is needed right now. It absolutely is. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Just send that breath all the way down, deep into the earth. Good, coming back around. So do please follow me on Blog Talk Radio. We will have this show posted so that you can download it, and it will be on Facebook. I also have some guests coming up. Cameron Strauss is going to be coming on, The Spirit of Plants. I have a new author, Akarna Shana, who has a book, Ayurvedic Lifestyle Wisdom, she'll be on. And Deirdre Hay and William Arntz, they are going to come back. They are from the creators of What the Bleep Do We Know in their book. The Not So Little Book of Surprises, talking about love. That's going to be in February. I'll be doing some readings on love in February as well. So be sure to follow me for all those exact dates. Locally, the Reiki and Meditation Circle at Birmingham Yoga has been fabulous. We had so many people last week from all over. So please do join us. That's 5:30 to 6:30 at Birmingham Yoga. Come for that. You can even stay for the restorative yoga class I offer right after. I have a Reiki 2 certification coming up February 25th, so if you've already taken Reiki 1, come join me. Reiki 2 is one of my most favorite classes to teach. So just taking a moment, returning to that place of peace within each and every one of us. Know and trust as you let go of the old and bring in the new. You can find that power within your own spirit. Inhaling and exhaling. Thank you again, Katie.
Thank you guys
for joining us on Facebook, Blog Talk. We promise we'll get it back around. See you next week. Have a great day.
Ciao.
Ciao.